This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa bihi nasta'een, wa usalli wa usallimu ala khatam al-anbiya'i wa imam al-nabiyyin Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sohbatihi wa man ihtada bihadihi ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. So in our durus of the seerah ala sahib al-seerati azka salatu wa taslim, we reach the place where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has started his family life. He is married to our mother Khadija radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anha. And we mentioned some of the characteristics of the relationship he had. We talked about his wafa, his fidelity and his loyalty and his sacrifice. And we talked about his wisdom, and we talked about the Hajar al-Aswad, and how he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, solved that problem for the community, when they were building the Kaaba to put it back in its place, and so on. I just want to mention or take a few moments to talk about the household of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he has a house, alhamdulillah, a blessed house, in which it is himself and his dear wife Khadija radiyallahu anha. And in the house, he has his children. So we said there was Qasim and the four daughters, Zainab, Ruqayya, Kulthum, and Fatima. And then later on, a young Abdullah was born. And some of the scholars say there was Tahir, and some others say no, Tahir and Tayyib were the same Abdullah, like nicknames of the same person. But I want you to get an idea of the type of people this husband and wife were, and the type of values they had. So, although this was their own family, they noticed that others in the community, for example, the Prophet's uncle, Abu Talib, was struggling financially. He had many children, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and spoke to some of the near and dear, the uncles and so on, and they said, listen, Abu Talib has reached old age, and he has done a lot of good for us and for the community, and now he has children and he's struggling with, bringing everyone up, so why don't we contribute and take some of the load off him. So they discussed amidst themselves, he and Abbas and radiallahu anhum, and they went to the house of the uncle, Abu Talib. And they talked to him and they said, listen, this is what we have been discussing, and we're all family, we're all blood, so why don't you let us, some of the kids can come and stay with us. And so Abu Talib said, leave Ja'far for me, and the rest you do with what you want. And this doesn't mean he doesn't care. It means he trusts them enough that this is, and the Prophet was born, was brought up in the house of Abu Talib, so he's very confident with who this person is. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took, Ali ibn Abi Talib. So Ali ibn Abi Talib became a person that grew up in this blessed household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another person that was very close to the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Zubayr ibn al-Awam. And he is the son of his auntie. So Ali is the son of his uncle, and Zubayr is the son of his auntie. I'm deliberately mentioning these people for a purpose. Another person in the same family is a person by the name of Zayd ibn al-Haritha. Now Zayd's story is an amazing story. Zayd came from a, prominent tribe, and he's a Qahtani. He's from the original Arabs. And what happened, Zayd's mother, while Zayd was 8 years old, Listen carefully. Zayd's mother decided to take Zayd and go and visit his maternal uncles and aunts, you know, maternal mom side. And they used to do this for many reasons. So mom's tribe didn't live next to dad's tribe. They lived some distance away. So mothers in those days were wise, and alhamdulillah, we have wise mothers today. But they used to take them deliberately to teach them the value of relationships. You know, you go out of your way to visit your mom, to visit uncles, and you go out of your way to visit aunties. And subhanAllah, it is something we find challenging in our time. Because, you know, how do you leave the game to go to uncle and auntie? You know, I remember one of, an adult, he was playing a game, I remember it like yesterday, and someone had died. So someone came to this adult and told him, he goes, listen, the person has died, let's go to the condolences. He goes, tell him I'm busy and he's playing a game, you know, someone has died. And it's very attractive. It's very hard to detach yourself from it, but relationships are the real thing and games are just temporary. So anyway, so they used to do this. They used to, and you remember in the time of early days of the childhood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mother took him all the way from Mecca to Medina, 450 kilometers to do what? To go visit your uncles on this side. Because relationships were important. So while Zayd is traveling with mom, and he's come to his maternal side, there was a raid onto their village or onto the caravan. And it was part of the olden system, you know, one tribe used to attack another tribe and so on. So they raided and they took what they could, and part of what they took from this tribe was young Zayd. So young Zayd was taken and sold in the slave markets. And, you know, he went from place to place and eventually he ended up in Mecca. And as a matter of fact, the nephew of Khadija purchased him. Nephew of Khadija, Al-Hakim, purchased him and as a marriage gift, gave him to Khadija radiallahu anha. Now, when I say this in our modern times, people look a little like, what just happened? What do you mean, purchased a human being? So in the olden days, it was days of slavery. Slavery was prevalent in all societies, the Romans, the Persians, the Arabs, the Westerners, Easterners, everyone had slaves. So, and slavery in Arab culture used to happen if one tribe attacked another tribe. Whoever was taken in that battle would have been your slaves and they would become your property, and then they would sell them and buy them and so on and so forth. So in that way, Zayd ended up becoming a slave and sold into the markets, and the nephew of Khadija radiallahu anha purchased him and gave him to her auntie as a gift. And others say Khadija radiallahu anha paid the nephew, go purchase me a good slave so that they help me out. Because remember, in the house, in the family and so on, she needs help. And she's got her other kids as well. So during the marriage, Khadija radiallahu anha gifted Zayd to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he will be your help and, you know, the person who will be dedicated to your service. And Zayd served the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and essentially grew up amidst his kids and with his family. But the parents of Zayd are obviously longing for Zayd, because, you know, parents don't forget their children. And the way of advertisement in those days was poetry. You know, because poetry used to go from mouth to mouth. Everyone used to recite it as you guys recite songs and so on. So the father used to write poetry expressing his, you know, how he misses Zayd and so on. And eventually some tribesmen of his tribe came to Mecca, either for Hajj or for business. or, you know, either for the house or for business. So when they came there, they noticed a young lad looking like their people. So they thought that this is Zayd. And other scholars say Zayd saw them with the garbs of his tribe, and he picked them out, and he found out that these are people from my tribe. So he quickly went and put some words of, you know, rhyme and poetry together, telling them basically, don't beat your camel searching for me, you know, because, you know, you hit the camel to go through the desert. Don't beat the hinds of your camel searching for me. I am in next to the house with one of the noblest families, and I am safe and good. So they took this couple of couplets, went back to the father, and they said, this lad said this to us. The father realized this is my son, and came from there with his brother, Zayd's uncle, did the track, collected their wealth, did the track, came all the way to Mecca, found this person, Muhammad, you know, who Zayd is with, and they eventually faced the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And, you know, and they know he comes from a noble family, noble lineage, so he's a decent individual. So they tell him, listen, our son was taken from us and brought here, and we understand he's staying with you and you have purchased him. And whatever sum you want, we will give the money, give our son back to us. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will do one better than this. I will do something better than this. I will call Zayd and I will ask him. If he wants to go with you, then he will go without any recompense or money. He is your child, he can go with you. But if he opts to stay with me, then I am not one to give up someone who wishes to stay with me. So they said, this is more than fair. So they called Zayd, and obviously the parents are anticipating he will come, hug, kiss, and say, you know, dad, he pinched me, and they didn't understand. So when Zayd comes, young man, and the Prophet says, Zayd, do you know these people? He says, yes, this is my uncle, this is my father, and he says his salam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, they have come to take you back, and I have offered them this. That if you wish to go, then go freely, and there will be no need for compensation. In the event that you wish to stay with me, then I am not one to give up someone that wishes to stay with me. So he looked and he said, I want to stay with you. So, you know, the father and the uncle, ya lal'ar wa shinar, you know, we are here, like, you know, Eda, you know, what happened? So he said, I have seen in him, like, you know, they told him, you give up your uncle and your father and your tribe and your family for this. So he said, he goes, in him I have found a father and an uncle, a family and a tribe. So they're, you know, they want to rebuke the young lad. So the Prophet said, enough. And he held the father's hand and held Zayd's hand, and he went to the Kaaba, near the Hijr, you know, the Hijr Ismail. And there he stood up and called out, O people of Mecca, bear witness that I, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, have adopted Zayd, and from here forth he will be called Muhammad Zayd ibn Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Muhammad. He will inherit from me, and I will inherit from him. So the father is now happy because he's no longer a slave. And although sad that he hasn't come back with him, but the story of the love and affection between this young man and his adopted father, or the young man and Muhammad, became an issue of talk, that, you know, one of the nobles of the city has taken so much to our son and our son so much to him, and love and friendship, that he wished to stay with him irrespective. And they came back with that news back to their people, and Zayd ibn Haritha stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as family, and he was known all the way until the verses came, ud'uhum li'abaihim, call them by the names of their fathers, all the way until that verse came. And latter days of Medina, Zayd was called as Zayd ibn Muhammad. And Abdullah ibn Umar says, because that's the only name we knew Zayd, you know, back in Mecca. He was called, you know, Zayd. And to confirm the deal, he married his own cousin to him. This is Zainab radiallahu anha. And Zainab is a Qurashi, you know, of the nobles. And he was a slave yesterday. But, you know, to emphasize the bond, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this. He's also married Ayman, from whom? The famous Sahabi Usama ibn Zayd is born.